Hello, this is your host Nick Felici, and you're listening to Rain Candy. It's about the local artists, musicians in the Bay Area. It's about the culture that goes on here, as well as the vibe, the atmosphere that makes up the Bay Area. Today we're going to be talking about photography. We have photographers on the show today, Ian and myself, Nick Felici.
Hello.
Hello, hello. And what's good, Ian Bryant?
Not much, just enjoying this beautiful day in the Bay Area. Today we're going to talk about what it means to capture a moment.
And that's what it is. That's what photography is. It's about capturing a moment, about getting the photo that you want. So you have the memory to look back, to remember that day that you would have forgotten.
Reminisce.
And also we're going to have an interview with a photographer named Patrick on a Skype. And we're also going to have genres from every kind of music genre you can think of. And this first song is from Slum Village called The Hustle. So check this out.
What you wanna do? You wanna get down? Alright, what you wanna do? You wanna get down? What you wanna do? You wanna get down? Alright, it's like, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, SB still coming hard. You know this shit is grand like the boulevard. If you thinking about stepping the beat with your car, monster mash niggas that be breaking your jaw. We ain't no motherfuckers that be taking for sure. Only the money making, taking your heart. You pick up the cash, you break your jaw. Turn it up, vibrating your car. I mean it's earthquake and shaking, good law. We got some hot shh, waking for y'all. Motown, you know it's money waiting for y'all. Get, hustle. Hustle.
Everybody get down, hustle. 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 Get down, hustle. 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 Shit, I always remember to keep it tight. Don't let nobody push you in the dark. Hustle, keep hustling, always keep a spark. And stop sparking a J up in a car. Stop drinking a tequila in a bar. But oh, continue to hustle, 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 hustle. Everybody get down, get down. Hustle, 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 hustle.
Shit hit by the bitch. Yeah, I gotta hustle just to get rich. Now I gotta hustle just to get rich. Now I gotta hustle, smother love, taking the front seat. Worldwide in your face, gripping my mate. Picture me hustling on the front street. In the back of the road, you became a friend. Let's go, you hustle. When you're down to your last, and you hustle to make some cash fast. Ain't nobody holding your back, hustling like smoking the crack. Ain't nobody hustling to get on the block. Everybody hustling to get us some dough. Hustle is a hustle when you're hustling for the ball. Hustle, 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 hustle.
Alright, that was Slum Village. Slum Village is a hip-hop group from Conant Gardens, Detroit, Michigan. You know, they were formed by rapper Baton and T3, plus rapper and producer JD. He left in 2002, but he left an impact. And he also went to go through a solo career with MCA Records. But anyways, that was a real smooth track, has a real soulful feel to it, and it wasn't long enough to me, it was only a couple minutes. But that's alright. Up next, right now, we're just going to be talking about photos. What is photography, Ian?
Photography. What is photography? Well, it's many things. It could be a career. It could be a hobby. It could be a form of art. It's whatever you want to make it. I mean, some people take photos just to reminisce on parties or times in their life that made them feel hella happy. But other people take photos as like a means to make money or a means to live. And there's other people who just take photos to take photos, like, of whatever they see, or they think they see something in an artistic way. Why not capture that art in a photo?
Yeah. Photography definitely is an interesting medium, especially nowadays when everyone has cell phone cameras and they can take photos about anything they want to. You can go anywhere, any event, and people will be taking photos on their cameras, and it's just a new generation, and our generation has seen this new, like, wave of people taking photos and it wasn't as available as it is today.
It's so a new hip thing now, though.
It is. It's definitely like this new thing where everyone wants to get in on it, but
that's cool. I mean, it's kind of like with technology, of course, it's going to be a lot. Like now, you can get your hand on a freaking an 8-megapixel digital camera for under like $500. Mm-hmm. Some top of the line, or was top of the line when I first got in photography, but now it's a normal thing. I mean, a lot of so-called photographers today don't really know how to use a classic camera. Like, they don't know how to change the aperture. It's all autofocus, snap and shoot, but different time.
Yes, it is a different time. It's a different wave, and it's 2009. And, you know, personally me, I like to just take photos wherever I go. It's a way to just not only remember things for those who don't have good memory, but also like a way to look back. It's a way to look back on what you've done in your life. You could say, what was I doing back in April last year? And I could just pull up a file, multiple files, hundreds of photos that I can say, wow, March 16th at 7 in the morning, I woke up to take a picture of my breakfast.
Yep.
And that's the beauty of it, really. It's like you're taking photos almost for a book, it seems like. A book
of your life.
Yep.
But, I mean, they're so great. Because, I mean, it's a lot of people like don't like getting pictures taken of them, but it's not about how good they look or how someone's going to say, oh, you were, look at her hair in that picture, blah, blah, blah. It's like, it's not about that. It's capturing the moment and the true, I can't think of the word right now, the true expression and or the true energy of the moment.
Yeah.
Like, and when you take a picture, you capture that energy forever.
And you can see it through the lens. You can see it in the photo itself. That's the beauty of it. Have you heard of The Roots, The Lesson? Because this is The Lesson. It's an instrumental I'm going to play behind us. But yeah, photography. Photography is amazing for what it can do, what it can accomplish. They say a photo is 1,000 words, 2,000 words.
It's way more than that.
And if you're Ian, you could talk about photos all day. And not only photos, but one photo, one minuscule detail for hours on length.
Yep, photos are the shit, man.
And that is the beauty of photos and words, because they can interact with each other. They can... They're two art forms.
They are.
Words and photos go together just how, like, words and hearing goes together, because all of our senses have its own creative background of what we want it to be.
Yeah, I mean, photo, just as much as it is art and a hobby, it's also a challenge. Like, you can't, well, I mean, with technology, you can somewhat just pick up a camera and be a great photographer, but it's a lot different than just pointing and shooting. Like, photographers and people who are good at taking photos can see things in life that others can't really see at that moment.
It's a development of the
eye.
Yeah,
you can picture scenarios, you can picture, oh, well, I see the lighting this way, that looks really good. That's normal. A normal person would look at a tree in that light and just be like, oh, that's a cool tree.
Yeah.
The way you see things changes when you've been taking photos for a while.
And I think it really comes down to your perception, because I noticed when I started taking photos like 4 to 5 years ago, that it just started off as a hobby. It started off as just like, I'm going to see what I could take photos of. I didn't really know what I was doing, but with all skills, you develop it, and the further you develop it, the better you get. And you realize that you see it in your photos when you think that, oh, these are a good set of photos. You look back in a month, and you're like, wow, I did that, and now I'm taking way better photos. I'm developing a skill.
Definitely. Like, when I first started taking photos, I took photos with disposable cameras of just random stuff in my backyard. Mm-hmm. And then my dad always had a camera around, and he was always taking pictures. And I've always been around it, but then, like, when I finally got my own camera, which I've had for, like, 6-7 years now, I still use the same camera, but my photos have definitely gotten a lot better.
Yeah. And that's what it's all about. It's photography. If you don't know anything about it, you can check it out. It's something anyone can do. It's so, like, easy for our human nature to take photos. It's just, like, remembering things. Or whatever you want to think of it. It's about taking photos. It's about the act of photos. It's like taking a walk in the park. You just do it.
capturing life with a lens.
And that is it, folks. And up next, we're going to have a song by Stevie Nicks. It's called The Edge of 17.
Thank you.
We're back on Brain Candy. That was Stevie Nicks. With Fleetwood Mac, she won in 1977 and 1978 the Grammy for Album of the Year for Rumors. And as a member of Fleetwood and Mac, she was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1998. Her voice is amazing. As you can tell, she grew up in the LA area, and she battled with cocaine addiction and also dependency on tranquilizers, as well as chronic fatigue syndrome. Stevie Nicks has really been an influential person in the music industry, and her music shows it. She's been around for a long time, and her music continues to have an impact on what we hear today. And this next song is by Duke Ellington and John Coltrane. It's called In a Sentimental Mood. Thank you.
Hey, what's up, Nick?
Hey, when did you start taking photos?
When did I start taking what?
Photos. Photography.
I mean, shoot, a while ago. I mean, not, like, before I had my other my camera.
Oh, okay. And, like,
yeah.
Why do you like to take photos?
I like to take photography because it's, like, something, I don't know, I wouldn't remember most of the shit I do if it wasn't for photography, honestly.
Yeah, same here.
And that's a big ideal right there. And basically, I don't know, it's just, like, the beauty of the life, you know?
Of
course. You can't always capture it in your mind.
Yeah, Ian's over here as well.
Hey, Lauren.
Hey.
We're,
What are you guys doing?
We're interviewing you for photography.
For a radio show.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. So hey. I'm gonna keep asking you a couple more questions.
If you're not too busy.
Okay.
So.
I don't mind.
If you, do you do other art forms besides photography?
Of course. I don't really limit myself to art. I mean, art is everything you can possibly imagine, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I paint, I write, I do everything I can to express myself.
And then so photography kind of just, like, goes off of that, and it's easy to go from one
thing
to the other.
Yeah, it's all, like, it all stems off each other.
Yeah, that's cool.
Definitely.
Drives off each other.
So then photography was, like, kind of an easy way to just continue on expressing yourself.
Yeah.
That's great. And, like, one more question is, like, when you're in different moods, or do you have some kind of inspiration to make you want to do art, or is it just, like, something you do on a regular basis?
I mean, there's definitely times when, like, I feel like, oh, this is, like, a day for art, you know? Just, like, the other weekend, me and Sarah, we did, like, I don't know, we started doing, like, painting. We started painting at, like, 7 o'clock, and we looked at the clock, and all of a sudden it was 2 in the morning.
Wow.
And we were like, wow. We've been painting for hella hours.
Yeah, it's cool.
It's like there's days like that, and then there's just days when...
Nothing
I don't know, every day is, like, full of chances, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel it.
Yeah. I mean, I don't just do art when, like, I feel like it. I do it because it just, like, comes naturally.
For sure.
To the mind.
Yeah, that's kind of, like, what I was thinking is that art isn't really something you can put in a planner. It's just a creative process. It's a inspirational thing, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, you guys have fun.
All right, then, Lauren.
Yes, of course. Thank you for your time.
Thanks for being on Brain Candy. It's been fun.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right,
have a good
then.
Day, guys.
Bye.
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 And that was Lauren Baca, another local photographer. And up next, we are going to have a song by Moby called Porcelain. Check this out. We'll be right back.
this is
And that was Moby with Porcelain. Did you know Moby actually had 8 top 40 singles in the UK in the 1990s? He plays the keyboard, the guitar, the bass guitar, and the drums. He was born September 11th, 1965. He's better known by his stage name Moby, and which actually stems from the fact that his ancestral roots are from Moby Dick. His real name's Richard Melville Hall, and he comes up with some amazing stuff with that bald head of his. So this next song is by the Yoshida Brothers. It's called Hill With No Name. Check this out. It's a beautiful song by some Japanese musicians.
Thank you.
All right, you're listening to Brand Candy. This is your host, Nick Bellizzi, and we're broadcasting out of Oakland, California. This is Youth Radio Raw. Today, we're going to wrap it up. Ian, say what's up.
What's up? What's up, everybody?
We're about to be heading out soon, but thanks for coming through, you know? It's been a great show. We talked to some photographers and whatnot, and we discussed the whole idea of photography, and it's been a great day. And just to recap, that was the Yoshida Brothers. They're Japanese musicians. They've released several albums. It's a really traditional music style called Sugaru Jamisen. It originated in northern Japan. They debuted in 1999, and they've been this duo of brothers for, you know, a while. Their first album sold over 100,000 copies. And, you know, they're actually, you know, some minor celebrities now in Japan. Surprise them themselves. They've attracted an international audience, and their music is amazing. It has that classical feel to it and that Japanese vibe. And what I'm really trying to say is that it was just really some good music that you can feel peace with, relaxed, and some inner light. Because that's all we really want in life, right? Just be content. Some inner peace. Why not, right?
Why not?
But yeah. I gotta go get me a smoothie to build some muscles with that extra protein boost. And without further ado, you've been listening to Brain Candy. Peace.